Ray Foley on Today FM.
Good afternoon, Ray Foley's here. JP's on.
Hiya.
And Mairead Ronan in the studio. We love her. Love her.
Hello, hello, hello. Sorry. I didn't let you two down today.
No, you're fine. Stop beating yourself over that.
It's actually character building for the kids, isn't it?
Stop. Yeah. Build resilience. Mairead abandoned her children earlier on. Yep. That's not our Tell Me I'm Wrong today. We're looking for other people's.
I am very wrong.
That one's pretty cut and dried. If you've got an email, a dilemma, a situation, drop us an email. It's jp@todayfm.com. Mairead.
Okay. Hi, guys. I feel like I'm being ditched by my married friends. Me and my two best friends have known each other since school. Over the years, as we've grown up, we've swapped boozy dates for coffee and brunch, but we always met up at least once a week. A few years ago, one of the girls got married and had kids, and we started seeing less of her. Now, my other best friend is about to have her first child, and I feel like the same thing is going to happen. I'm the only single one, and I feel like I'm going to end up all on my own. Tell me I'm wrong.
Three of them. Childhood friends, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, school friends.
And one of them got married, had kids. We see that.
Yeah.
What was the line that I thought was odd? We always met up at least once a week.
Once a week.
Do you think that's a lot?
That's a lot.
I mean, you must really like. I mean, I like my friends. I just don't like my friends once a week like them.
I'm in the orbit of some friend groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who've known each other since school, and they meet up once a week.
Wow.
Some combination of, let's say, 10 fellas, might be two or three or four of them,
every week,
will meet in some way, shape or form once a week.
But that's because that's a numbers game, though. There's so many.
If it's a friend group of like 10.
If it's a friend group of three, I would think that's harder to do. But if there's seven or eight of you, you can go, okay, well, two will meet up or three or four will meet up. And then two of those will be missing the next time and one will be there.
Well, I guess maybe if you work together or if you work near each other or if you live very near each other, then it could be a kind of a thing that... And then kids bring people together as well, in that, like, if their kids are similar ages. But we've only got one friend with kids.
And the other one is about to have her first child.
I don't know where I get the time to go and meet my friends. That's why JP and I work together. We actually get the friend bit out of the way and work. Yeah,
It's two for one, you know.
We don't have to socialise then. It's great.
You never hang out after work.
Do you find that you would use your marriage status and your kids, maybe, as an excuse to sometime not make the effort to meet up with other friends?
No. I think it's very much like Christ. Before Christ and after Christ, there is before children and after children, and your lives are very, very different.
Yeah.
And your time is diluted like a bottle of my waddy once kids come along.
Yeah.
And you just have to spread yourself and your time across different things.
Yeah.
And
I think what JP, because you've no concept of obviously having children that you're aware of.
No, as yet I haven't been notified.
And what he's asking, like the fact that you worded it as using children as an excuse, as if A, I don't want to go out. And then my children or my family are being used as an excuse then. It's like, no. It's like, I can't. I couldn't even imagine.
But once every other week.
Every second week.
Set that aside, couldn't you?
But then you're setting it aside in the same way.
You have to work out a friendship to keep a friendship alive. Isn't that what they say?
Oh, here we go.
That is what they say,
though. Well, you do have to put the effort in. Of course you do. But there also has to be, I think there's a bit of ebb and flow with friendships in the, wherever this, the first girl that got married, she got married and she has kids. So more than one, we don't know if she's three or two kids and we're seeing less of her. She's obviously got very young kids. She is very, very busy.
She's stretched.
More than likely, she's back working full time and she's got two small kids. Like she is very, very time poor. So the person, the friend who's written into us, I think probably needs to maybe see that friend but on her terms, on the friend's terms and not on... That's what I would think. And it will come back to normal. It will come back to normal. It will come back to where they can see each other more and more. But at the moment, I just think that
it
friend
is an evolution.
Maybe,
yeah. I see my aside from you, JP.
Right.
I see my other friends.
Yeah.
Now I know we work together, so it's totally different. But I see my other friends that I would classify as like my best friends once, maybe twice a year. ever.
That's like, not a lot.
That is not. And then there's the ones that work in here. But even they, I would say, like Shauna, I'd see Shauna maybe six times a year. And that's because she's at work.
Is it the case that over time you need to see your friends less? You kind of, you know each other. You know the stories. It's nice to meet up.
Yeah.
But you don't have the compulsion to meet once a week. And actually, it's fine to meet them only twice a year.
I think a few things happen. I think you do change and you do grow. By the way, everyone grows up. And it's not just kids that make you grow up. You grow up over time. You just change as a person over time. And the people that you were friends with when you were in school or when you were in your early 20s or when you were, you know, at any stage, every 5 years sort of, those people that you're really, really connected with, that connection probably isn't there anymore just because you've all sort of just changed in different ways and it's like the thing that made you friends in the first place isn't necessarily even there anymore. And that evolution has sort of dragged you apart a bit. But of course, you're still friends. And then the other thing is you do have less time
Less time.
Yeah, the kids and work and all of that. And they do take up time. But then there is another thing where if you want to be friends, and this is only something that I'm learning like later in life, like you just said, you do actually have to make the decision to be friends because as we get older, we are much more inclined to go, oh, I'm staying in this weekend. And the notion of going to that thing fills me with horror.
Our mutual friend Anne messaged me yesterday at around about 11 yesterday morning. She said, hey, do you want to meet up for a drink after work? It's a lovely sunny day. We'll meet up for a drink. I'd say an hour later, she messaged and said,
I'll take that
feck
as
it, I'm actually really tired.
Was she cancelled?
Yeah, do you know what? On second thoughts, nah.
She actually turned down her own invitation. Yes.
Quick U-turn on that one.
What do we think? 0874-100-102 for your text and your WhatsApp.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
She thinks she's going to end up on her own. Is she wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. Ray Ronan's in the room. And the gist of it is childhood friends, three girls, and they're all growing up and growing apart, kind of.
Well, one of them thinks that.
What is it?
Well, one of them thinks that she's going to lose her two friends because a few years ago, one of the girls in this trio got married, had kids. So we know she's more than one, maybe two or three kids. And now the other best friend is about to have her first child. So the listener feels like the same thing's going to happen. She's going to see less and less of these girls who are obviously very important to her and she loves them a lot.
Well, yeah, I think the thing is, though, that is definitely going to happen. There's no telling me I'm wrong element to that. You are just going to see less of your friends. I mean, that is the sad fact of it. And you kind of think to yourself, or at least I certainly did, I thought, we'll just be us and we'll just have kids. We'll do both. It's not possible.
No, I know, but it's also need to tell our listener, I sometimes wish we knew their name. Like, I wish I knew her name, you know. You could say to her, let's say Sinead, our listener. It's not, you're going to see less of them, but that's not because they want to see less of you. They love you the same.
Totally.
They're just, at the moment, they're going to be quite busy, but they look forward to and want to see you as much as they always did, but they've got time thieves in their lives now.
It can become an item of resentment, though, as well, or something that actually does drive you apart. This notion that, like, oh, she's not our friend anymore. Or she doesn't want to hang out with us.
She doesn't prioritise us anymore.
Yeah.
She's not putting the effort in anymore.
But maybe she thought, like, having a kid or having kids was going to be easy breezy lemon squeezy. And now she's...
Now she's realised it's not.
The tyre's hitting the tracks. 0874 100 102. Dave says, we moved back home from Canada last year. We have a little one ourselves and I know our friends have their own families, but I feel like it can be one-sided. If we don't reach out, we might never hear anything from them, from Dave. That depends on the nature of your relationship. It's not about you moving back. Although maybe the fact that you were gone makes it easier for them to kind of go, oh yeah, Dave. Dave's home.
Everyone sees Dave as the organiser. They're waiting for Dave to suggest a game of paddle. They're waiting for Dave to suggest, will we meet up on Saturday and have a barbecue because Dave's the organiser. That can also happen.
So it might be in Dave's head that he's like, oh, if I never reached out, it'd never happen.
No, because they just go, Dave's the organiser.
Okay, fair enough. It could also be that, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I suppose you're right. But then at what point do you go, I'm going to need a little bit back here, lads?
Yeah, well, you have to say it.
Yeah, communication. Dave, try talking to them. Orla says, if you're a full-time working parent, You're time poor, you have new relationships, i.e. with the kids, and then you're trying to spend adult time with your partner too. Social commitments are relegated, from Orla. Brian says, it's nothing to do with time and more to do with money. Once you have kids or just settle down, there's no money left after all the bills are paid. Going out is expensive. Even a quiet night is too expensive. From Brian. Well, you don't need to go out, Brian. I mean, you could... Oh, God. Oh, stop, actually. I'll just stop myself.
Just don't say it.
Brian... Brian, you could go for a walk. I'm so sorry.
Do you know what? Walks, underrated.
Oh my God. I got sick. Oh God.
I don't mind a walk with a friend.
Smell
of
vomit here.
Tom is over there. 0874 100 102. Thomas?
Hey folks. Yeah, I agree. You know, once a week probably is a fair bit to be meeting up all down through the years.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That, like, obviously they're very, very tight. They're meeting once a week, but especially as adults, because even your jobs are going to get in the way, or relationships, you know, like partners and all that, is going to get in the way. If you're meeting up once a week, that's a lot of love.
She does need to appreciate that they have other priorities now, and that, unfortunately, is their families and kids, that she's no longer as high a priority. As she may have once been, and she just needs to appreciate that and understand it.
I think that's a fair point. As everyone matures and grows up, I believe as well, I've heard from other families that a lot of people like their kids.
They do.
Yeah, I've found that. I read something.
Some of them collect them from school as well.
Stop it, I feel awful.
Carol, that was unnecessary. It was below the belt, Jumper. And Carol's there, Carol.
Hi, all. I'm 42, single and child-free by choice. Please let this girl know that her friendships will change slightly. They always do, but her friends will still be there for her. Don't get into the rut of feeling sorry for yourself or that you're being left behind. Make sure to take time for yourself. Don't go looking after everybody else in your life. You have to take time for yourself.
Yes.
Really good
friendships
advice.
will survive. I'm 32 years friends with my secondary school friend, and we still make time for each other.
That is a lovely story. Yeah, hopeful and lovely, and you've been through it. Thanks so much for sharing, Carol. That means a lot. And that's, Mairead, that's what you were getting at. Like,
yeah.
the nature of the relationship will change, but you'll still be best friends.
Yeah. I'm telling you, when she ends up, when these girls end up having teenagers, they'll be running out the door and they'll do nothing and you whinge in this girl's face. If she doesn't end up having her own kids, I'm just saying that, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. And the other thing as well is that, I think it's worth saying that even though these are your best friends, there's room for other friends in your life as well.
Yes. Now you've got it.
And yes, other things. Don't withdraw just because they're not as available as you might like them to be. There's an opportunity there to make other friends as well.
And I think the main thing is, I think Carol said it, don't feel hurt. This is not because they don't want to see you and don't want to hang out with you as often as you have done in the past. This is just a moment in time.
Let's final judgment then. 0874 100 102 JP.
She says, I feel like I'm going to end up on my own. That's not a foregone conclusion. And the only person who can make sure that's not a foregone conclusion is you. Your mates, these best mates of yours, they owe you nothing and they don't owe you a social dig out. They can meet you when they're free, but if you need all that social time and you need to be around pals and friends and whatnot, then you've got to go and make other friends. People are more available. So I think that's on her more so than her friends.
Yeah, new friends, but your besties will always be your besties, but just less of them for a time. And the other thing as well, actually, worth pointing out, myself and Mairead were just saying this about our own kids off air, that as they get older, they're going to get more free time again.
Yes.
And, you know, you're going to grow back together again.
You will. You go back together. I'll tell you what I do. My friends from school, and there's four of us in the group, and when we meet up, it's probably every 6 weeks or so. And as we're finishing the meal, the drinks or whatever we're having out that night, we get out our phones and we say, right, when's the next one? And we lock it in. We go, 6 weeks time. No, I'm on holidays and I'm not around. And then we end up with a date. And it's like, okay, right, everyone, 27th. It's the 27th and it's locked in. And that's the way it works.
That's a great idea. Yeah, doing it in person as well. Because if you're not going to do it on the WhatsApp, it's like, oh, I'll get back to that later. Or, oh, that date doesn't work for me. Or check my calendar later. Lock it in before you split up. What's your judgment then, JP? Is she wrong?
I think she is wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to be on your own. You're wrong.
No, you're absolutely not going to be on your own. Your friends love you. They always will. They'll always be there for you. The friendship is just changing slightly right now. It will come back. They will become more available. But like as JP said, and you've said, there's plenty of room in your life for new friends, more friends, and nurture those relationships now.
And I concur. Yeah. You're on this one, emailer, you are wrong. And it looks like you might have to go for a walk.
Foley on Today FM.
Ray Foley on Today FM.